we will now rediscover our eternal relationship with God and feel that relationship. We are all well aware of the human relationships. It needs no explanation. Many human relationships are pristine, pure, spiritual, and selfless. And that makes the experience very beautiful and memorable. One main basis of human relationship is the physical existence of the persons. But how are we connected with God, who is totally non-physical? When much of the humanity is praying or calling out to God, irrespective of their beliefs and background, it means that we have deep connection and profound relationship with Him. We are related with God in a way which is beyond that of human relationships. It is a divine and eternal relation. It is the relation that transcends all that is physical. I have to make an effort to go beyond the physical awareness and the body and body consciousness to rediscover the depths to which I am connected with God. It is the relationship between a soul and God, the Supreme Soul. I need to accept, realize, and be aware of the fact that I am inherently a spiritual being, a soul, not a bodily being. Further, I, the soul, am seated in the center of two eyebrows in the forehead. Only then can I start grasping the divine relationship with God. Just as there is a father, mother, teacher, guide to all of us in physical plane, God is everything for I, the soul, spiritually. God is the Supreme Father of all souls, and souls are His children, whether one is aware of it or not. This is the basis of universal brotherhood. This is the way we souls are all connected to each other. It is one divine world family. It is forgetting this all-too-important fact that is leading to unfortunate animosity between human beings. He is the Supreme Father and Mother, the Supreme Teacher, Supreme Friend, Companion, and Guide. Each relationship has its own significance in our life. Where there is a relationship, there is love. However, the three principal relationships with God are those of Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and the Supreme Preceptor. As the Supreme Father, He gives divine inheritance of limitless love, peace, purity, happiness, and strength. This inheritance is long-lasting. It keeps souls peaceful and happy for many births. As the Supreme Teacher, He teaches and imparts human beings the knowledge which makes them royal. As the Supreme Preceptor, He shows us the way and guides us along to Paramdham, our home, sweet home. His guidance always shows the right path throughout. The basis of sustaining any relationship is love, faith, and the inherent awareness of that particular relationship. For example, a child is inherently aware of its parents. Similarly, one need not be taught about how to think of their siblings, relatives, teachers, friends, or companion. We keep automatically remembering all those who have helped us in our life and feel indebted to them. It is similar when it comes to our relationship with God. We need to understand that He has been taking care of and helping us souls. We have to devote some time to lovingly remember Him and realize how we are inherently and eternally related to God in very many ways. Maintaining a loving and deep relationship with God ensures a well-balanced and smooth relationship with others. It is time to go into silent contemplation, to acquire an awareness of the self, correct understanding of God, and experience heartfelt love towards Him. Many have the love and respect for the Almighty. However, the degree of importance attached to the relationship with God and sustaining it over a period of time differs from person to person. Through contemplation and meditation, we will realize the fact that the relationship with God is eternal, divine, inherently deep, completely unconditional, totally selfless, the sweetest, and the most loving.